The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I am here, Claire of Assisi, your sister in Christ. Happiness can be so elusive. And in the human condition, confusing. What is happiness? How do I find it? Is it inside? Is it outside? Is it things? Is it physicality? Is it art? Is it food? Well, I shall say this. All of these things can bring wonderful moments of happiness. But as you all are aware, even those who possess much of these things are quite often not happy at all. In my time on Earth, when my family and my friends, my sisters, we saw our beloved Francis give it all up, he and his brothers taking vow of poverty, removing themselves from business and the world, relying on God alone to sustain them. And really, I will tell you what impressed me the most was how happy they were. These brothers filled with joy in the simplicity of being in nature, praying and singing odes of joy to God. And despite not having much, sharing with all, who, especially those who even had less, I could see that this connection with God, with the earth, in brotherhood, brought them great happiness. And though I too came from a family of considerable means, it was not a family of happiness. I told my mother my intentions, and she gave me her blessing. And then I needed to get the blessing and approval of Francis. And him seeing the sincerity of my heart and my soul, said, yes, we will make a place for you and those who come with you. And we will certainly support you spiritually. So, as you may be well aware of, my sisters and I took vows of poverty, lived a somewhat cloistered life. We sang a lot, but we did not speak much. And we also took care of those in need. We moved ourselves from the world into nature and into at-one-ment with the love of God. So many on earth come to this point of crisis, calling out to God. Whether rich or poor, they come in the poverty of spirit, in the unhappiness of their journey. And those who come in true aspiration, true prayer, are helped and sustained and given opportunities. You may think, well, how can I leave the world behind? I have responsibilities. I have family. I have a job. I have to make time to pray and then take care of all of my responsibilities. I would not wish, nor would any here, you to feel that you had to abandon all that physically, as we did, and go off to a monastery or a temple. But I will say this, you can abandon the world and its concerns metaphorically as you walk in prayer, as you talk in prayer, as you serve others, and that gratitude enters your heart, knowing you have helped another soul. As you pray with others, as you do in these beautiful circles, as your light goes out in the world, in every moment, you can bring this love to your family, to your friends, to your workplace. You cannot put God's love in another soul, but you can certainly draw them with the great spiritual magnetism of divine love that you are now a possessor of. What a glorious gift when you are in your soul, in this prayer, at one with our Creator, allowing the joy to come in and supersede all those things that you were distracted by. So as has been said before, make the world your monastery. Make the world your church, your temple. Serve the world with the love of God. For truly, the world is impoverished. and even your grief is a result of love. When you truly know this, you will find that grief, a result of love, love becomes a result of grief. And that very love that broke your heart will now change it and bring you to God and bring you to joy. This is happiness. May it be yours, every single one of you. We are all so truly loved by God. I thank you, and my brother. May God bless you. Go in peace. I am Claire, once from Assisi, now a celestial angel, and your friend, always.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.